Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Yud Off, the first Perek HaShutafin. This Perek has been generously sponsored with Zechun Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak. May his Neshama have an Aliyah, and his Aschus for Rufu Shlema for Alter Ben Sion Wolf Ben Sipora. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. Binyamin HaTzadik was in charge of the communal tzedakah fund. A woman came to him during a famine, but he swore that the fund was empty. She said that without sustenance, she and her seven children would die, and he gave her from his own money. Later, Binyamin became deathly ill, and the Malachim cried out, Rabbono Shalom, Master of the World, Ata Amarta Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael. You said that whoever preserves one Jewish life, Ki Lekayim Ol Male, is considered like he preserves an entire world. Ubinyamin HaTzadik Shehechia Isha Ubishiva Benela, and Binyamin HaTzadik, who kept alive a woman and her seven children, Yamus Bishanim Mu'atus Ha'u, should die after these few years of life? The decree was immediately torn up, and 22 years were added to his life. A brisa relates that King Mumbaz gave away of his treasuries and his ancestors' treasuries during years of famine, and his family was upset that he was depleting wealth built over generations. Mumbaz explained six benefits of his actions over his father's. The hoarded wealth below the ground, in a place accessible by others, which does not produce fruits, is only money is for others to use and for this world. Mumbaz was, so to speak, storing his wealth in Shemayim, in a secure place, which produces fruits he stored lives saved for himself and for Olam Haba. Pointing to the next mission teaches how large a jointly owned property must be in order for one partner to demand a division. For example, a chatzah requires dalet amos for each partner. It concludes, zehaklal, this is the rule. Koshi yechal kushmolav chokin, anything which would be divided and retains its name, we divide. If not, neither partner can force a division. The Gemara adds that space is also required in a chatzah to allow dalet amos in front of each entrance to enable unloading. Thus, a chatzah would require 8 amos for each partner. Rav Huna said, chatzah is chalakas lifi pasachel. A chatzah is divided according to its entrances. Thus, if one house has 2 entrances and the other has 1, the first house receives 2/3 of the chatzah and the other receives 1/3. Rav Chissa says each entrance receives dalet amos and the rest of the chatzah is divided equally. A brisa supports Rav Chissa's opinion. And point number 3, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui wants to enclose the area opposite his chatzar's entrance to the mavui, b'nei mavui machmin olav, the other residents of the mavui can prevent him from doing so, shemar b'lehen esederach, because it'll increase the way for them since they'll have to walk around the enclosure. Rav Huna challenged Shema Brisa discussing 5 chatzeros along the length of a mavui, which opens at one end into a street. It states, Kol mishtamshos imachitzona, all the Mavui's residents may use the area opposite the outermost chatzer, which they pass through to reach the street, v'achitzona mishtamshos chatzmo, and the outermost chatzer's residents only have a right to use their own area by their chatzer. The innermost chatzer's residents have rights to all areas of the chatzer, and no others have rights to the area by their chatzer. Rav Huna, on the other hand, implies that any resident can prevent any chatzer from enclosing their entrance, regardless of location. The Gemara concludes that it's a machlokas tanaim. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. Binyamin HaTzadik was in charge of the communal tzedakah fund. A woman came to him during a famine, but he swore that the fund was empty. She said that without sustenance, she and her 7 children would die, and he gave her from his own money. Later, Binyamin became deathly ill, and the Malachim cried out, Rabbono Shalom, Master of the World, Ata Amarta Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael. You said that whoever preserves one Jewish life, Ki Lekayim Ol Male, is considered like he preserves an entire world. Ubinyamin HaTzadik Shehechia Isha Ubishiva Benela, and Binyamin HaTzadik, who kept alive a woman and her 7 children, Yamus Bishanim Mu'atus Ha'u, should die after these few years of life? The decree was immediately torn up and 22 years were added to his life. A brisa relates that King Mumbaz gave away of his treasuries and his ancestors' treasuries during years of famine, and his family was upset that he was depleting wealth built over generations. Mumbaz explained 6 benefits of his actions over his father's. The hoarded wealth below the ground, in a place accessible by others, which does not produce fruits, is only money is for others to use and for this world. Mumbaz was, so to speak, storing his wealth in Shemayim, in a secure place, which produces fruits he stored lives saved for himself and for Olam Haba. Pointing to the next mission teaches how large a jointly owned property must be in order for one partner to demand a division. For example, a chatzah requires dalet amos for each partner. It concludes, zehaklal, this is the rule. Koshi yechal kushmolav chokin, anything which would be divided and retains its name, we divide. If not, neither partner can force a division. The Gemara adds that space is also required in a chatzah to allow dalet amos in front of each entrance to enable unloading. Thus, a chatzah would require 8 amos for each partner. Rav Huna said, Chatzim is cholak as lifi pasachel. Our chatzir is divided according to its entrances. Thus, if one house has two entrances and the other has one, the first house receives 2/3 of the chatzir and the other receives 1/3. Rav Chisa says each entrance receives dalad amos and the rest of the chatzir is divided equally. A brisa supports Rav Chisa's opinion. And point number 3, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui wants to enclose the area opposite his chatzir's entrance to the mavui, b'nei mavui machmin olav, the other residents of the mavui can prevent him from doing so, shemar b'lehen asaderech, because it'll increase the way for them since they'll have to walk around the enclosure. Rav Huna challenged Shmuel Brisa discussing 5 chatzeros along the length of a mavui, which opens at one end into a street. It states, Kol mishtamshos imachitzona, all the mavui's residents may use the area opposite the outermost chatzer, which they pass through to reach the street, v'chitzona mishtamshos chatzmo, and the outermost chatzer's residents only have a right to use their own area by their chatzer. The innermost chatzer's residents have rights to all areas of the chatzer, and no others have rights to the area by their chatzer. Rav Huna, on the other hand, implies that any resident can prevent any chatzer from enclosing their entrance, regardless of location. The Gemara concludes that it's a machlokas tanaim. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud aleph, and our standard siman is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving dalad amos for the courtyard and dalad amos for their doorways, and tried to block the area in front of his chatzah leading to the mavui, but was prevented by the other residents who didn't want that. Once again, slow motion. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars. Stars? That must mean we're on Duff Yud Aleph. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident of Binyamin HaTzadik, who was in charge of the communal tzedakah fund, who gave away from his own wealth to save a starving woman and her 7 children during a famine, and relates that King Mumbaz gave away of his treasuries and his ancestors' treasuries during years of famine, and explained to his family the 6 benefits of his actions over his father's. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving dalad amos for the courtyard and dalad amos for their doorways. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches how large a jointly owned property must be in order for one partner to demand a division. For example, a chatzah requires dalad amos for each partner, and it concludes, Zehaklal. Anything which would be divided and retains its name, we divide. If not, neither partner can force a division. The Gemara adds that space is also required in a chatzer to allow dalad amos in front of each entrance to enable unloading. Thus, a chatzer would require 8 amos for each partner. Rav Huna said that a chatzer is divided according to its entrances. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving dalad amos for the courtyard and dalad amos for their doorways, and tried to block the area in front of his chatzer leading to the mavui, but was prevented by the other residents who didn't want that. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui wants to enclose the area opposite his chatzer's entrance to the mavui, the other residents of the mavui can prevent him from doing so because it'll increase the way for them since they'll have to walk around the enclosure. So once again, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving dalad amos for the courtyard and dalad amos for their doorways, and tried to block the area in front of his chatzer leading to the mavui, but was prevented by the other residents who didn't want that. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The security guards with guns. Guns? That must be on Dav Zayin. Kli Zayin. Weapon, gun. The security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, which reminds us, 2 brothers divided an inherited estate where one received a mansion and the other received an adjoining garden through which sunlight illuminated the mansion. The owner of the garden built a wall near the mansion blocking its light. When the mansion owner protested, his brother responded, I'm building my own property, and Rav Chama ruled in his favor. So, security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, work for a security company currently discussing whether the security needs of the town should be assessed based on the number of people in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a city's security needs are collected lefi nefashos, the number of people in a household, lefi shevach mamun, according to their wealth, or lefi kirubatim, or according to the proximity to the wall. So the security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who were standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, work for a security company currently discussing whether the security needs of the town should be assessed based on the number of people in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall, knowing that the Talmud Chachamim would be exempt from participation since they don't require protection. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda Nasir required the rabbis to contribute to the city's wall together with the other residents. Reish Lakish objected, Rabbanu Otsrichini Terusa, rabbis do not require physical protection, and he brings a pasuk. Rav Yochanan brings a different pasuk supporting this idea. Daf Ches, so the Simur Daf Ches is a challah. So here goes. The great rabbi who opened his bakery, that must be Daf Ches, challah, bakery. The great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmud Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, which reminds us, Rebbe opened storehouses of food during years of famine, but only allowed masters of Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or Agada to enter, but not the Amei Haaretz, for fear there were not enough provisions for everyone. The Gemara brings the mice of Rebbe's Talmud, Rebbe Yonos ben Amram, who came for sustenance, but said that he wasn't learned, which eventually led to Rebbe allowing everyone to come. So the great rabbi opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmud Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pinyon Shvuyim, which reminds us, Ifru Hermes, mother of King Shapur, sent a pouch of gold dinar to Rav Yosef and said, L'havigla mitzvah rabbah, let it be used for a great mitzvah. Rav Yosef sat and investigated what might be called a great mitzvah, and Abai said that since Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught, Ein poskin staka al yosomim. We do not impose any staka obligations on yosomim, a few of pidyon shvuyim, even for redeeming captives. This indicates that pidyon shvuyim is a great mitzvah. So the great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmud Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah, a pidyon shvuyim, and sent a challah to the Melamed Tinokas next door that was baked in the shape of a shiny star. Which reminds us, the Gemara darshans the pasuk v'hamaskil miyaziru kezoha rikia, and the wise will shine like the shine of the firmament. Zed dain shadan din emes ramito. This refers to a judge who decides a perfectly truthful judgment. Umutzdike arabim kechochavim lohom v'ed, and those who make the many righteous will shine like the stars forever and ever. Eo gabayt staka. This refers to charity collectors who cause others to righteously give staka. Our Bryce explains that the first phrase refers both to a judge who judges truthfully and staka collectors, and explains the second phrase, Il Malamdi Tinokos. This refers to teachers of children who make them righteous by teaching them the correct path. Daf Tes, and the Simur Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the thirsty pauper came to request some tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. When the thirsty pauper came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbait Staka was not investigated due to his suffering. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Botking Lamazonis, we investigate poor people asking for food to verify their need, but we don't investigate those asking for clothing, rather we give them immediately. He said that those that are requesting clothing disgrace themselves by coming forward inadequately dressed, and therefore their legitimacy is assumed, as opposed to those asking for food who are not disgracing themselves and are investigated. But Rav Huna says the opposite, that applicants for clothing are verified and those requesting food are not. He says that someone requesting food is suffering from hunger, if he's being truthful, so we do not delay providing with food to investigate. But those requesting clothing are not physically suffering and can await verification. So when the thirsty pauper came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbait Staka was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Staka fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar explained the pasuk Miyobash Staka Kishirion, and he wore charity like a coat of mail to teach that just as with the coat of mail, each and every scale combines together to create a large coat of Staka, Kopruta Prutumits, the ref is a Cheshbon Gadol. So too with Sadaki, each and every Pruta given combines together to become a great total. So, when the thirsty pauper who came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbait Staka was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Staka fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, a man came running along to participate in the Staka in the hope that he'll be repaid with more money to give out and worthy people to give to, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak quoted the pasuk, wrote of Staka v'chesed, yimsa chaim Staka v'chavod. He who pursues opportunities to do tzedakah and chesed will find life, Staka, and honor. He asked, does this mean by pursuing staka you'll become poor and required staka? Rather, the pasuk teaches called Rodov Arch Tzedakah, anyone who pursues Tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamsi Lo Malus, also behind Tzedakah. HaKodesh Baruch Hu provides him money which he uses for Tzedakah. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mamsi Lo Bnei Adam Huganim, Lasos Lahem Tzedakah. Hashem arranges for him worthy people for whom he does Tzedakah in order for him to receive reward for helping them. Daf Yud, so the Zimmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that Mismurandaf Yud. the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, which reminds us, Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, giving tzedakah should condemn you to Gehenna, for it's like a king who became angry at a servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry with him? And the Jews are called the Vadim of Hashem. Rabbi Akiva responded, it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and some fed him despite the king's orders. Kishashama melcho dor mishagirlo, when the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called banim of Hashem. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, which reminds us. Reviewed of the son Rabbi Shalom Darshand, just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah. If he's not Zocha, the government will confiscate it. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinarim that year. During the year, he convinced him to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he did not tell them sooner so they could give the full amount to tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah lishma. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor as if they were the king's sons was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gives tzedakah to live longer, which reminds us the charity of nations is a sin for them because they give tzedakah for ulterior motives. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss if the security needs of a town are assessed based on the number of members in a household, the relative wealth, or proximity to the wall? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss Rabbi Akiva's response to Turnus Rufus about our giving tzedakah because we are considered banim Hashem? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn that neighbors living opposite each other by the Rishus of Rabbi must each build a ma'aka on the roof on opposite sides so they can't see each other? That's on Dov. Vav. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that anyone who pursues tzedakah will be given more money to give out and find worthy people to give to? That's on Dov. Test. Good. Number five, which of the one that a person's losses are also determined on Rosh Hashanah, and if they're not Zocha, their money will be confiscated by the government? That's on Dov. Good. Good. Number six, which of the one that Chatzim must have at least Dalet Amos for each resident and Dalet Amos for each entranceway in order to divide? That's on Dov. Yidav. Good. Number seven, which stuff did the incident of Binyan Matzadik, who was a Gabbite stalker, supporting a woman and her seven children during a famine with his personal funds? That's on Dov. Yidav. Good. Number eight, which stuff did we learn why Rebbe only opened his storehouses of food for Talmid Chachamim and not Amay Arts during a famine? That's on Dov. Ches. Good. Number nine, which stuff did we learn the Reish Lakish holds? It's a chazaka that people do not pay their debts before they are due. That's on Dov. Hey, good. Number 10, which stuff do we discuss what the din is if one wants to block the entranceway of his chatzir to a communal mavui? That's on Dov. Yidav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.